Housed in a former Dutch chapel built in the 1800s and lovingly restored, the Local in Saugerties, New York, opened as a space for arts, culture, and community last year. The venture is helmed by Isabel Sofer and Danny Melnick, two Saugerties-based music producers and performing arts professionals who have each devoted more than 30 years to producing festivals and concerts and curated arts experiences. Yes, they know what they're doing. We welcome Isabel Sofer and Danny Melnick to tell us more about The Local on the Roundtable this morning. Hello to both of you. How are you?
Good morning. Hello. Good.
It's really nice to see you. Thank you very much for coming in. Danny, you were last with us to talk about the jazz festival at SPAC, and you survived.
I did. It was awesome. it's great to be back. I love being here. The festival in June was amazing, huge success. I'm deeply embedded in booking next year already. Of course, a lot of offers are out right now, and we're in the throes of all of that. So yeah, it's.
Then this is a is this the day job or is this the handy little side hobby project?
This is the insane, fun, crazy, and real local, hyper local. Job. Isabel and I have been colleagues for decades. We did a lot of things over the years in New York City and around the world, mostly separately. But we happen to be neighbors. And over the years, we've been talking a lot about what we could do at home. And lo and behold, a couple of years ago, this beautiful historic Dutch chapel became available. And we created this venue called The Local, right in the heart of Saugerties. And last year, between September and June, we did about 50 events. It was totally amazing, sold out a lot of shows. And now we have almost 30 events coming up between next week and Christmas. And we're already starting to book for the winter and spring. And it's been this wild, crazy thing that happened. You know, we had this idea, this thought, this concept of maybe we could do something here at home. And then here we are creating all this magic. And it's been unbelievable.
What is do you see as well as the mission of what you're trying to accomplish? Like when you explain it, the elevator pitch, if you will.
We're, I think, more than anything, a community and cultural space. We love the idea of bringing people together through music, dance, and cultural projects, and creating a space that all people feel comfortable to be in and love to come and explore. New styles of music, musical discoveries, and, you know, that's, I think, what we're trying to build on.
How many people can you get in there legally?
Our capacity is 99.
Oh, what a great number.
That's small, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great
really
number.
Intimate. Yeah.
Yeah, so what is that then when you look to, because I mean the one thing that struck me when I was looking at the website last night is it's a lot of events. I mean it's not it yeah. you're that space is being used a lot.
We're very busy. We have a ton of events and we have a lot of rentals and a lot of, you know, different types of activities, you know, are going on there, and people really love to use the space for their own purposes but obviously come to our shows too. So, yeah, you know, the turnover night after night is obviously a lot. We're not open every night, but we are open multiple times a week. And we're selling out a lot of the shows, like I said, you know, and the capacity is really wonderful for us because it allows us this really intimate experience for the audience and the artists. The artists feel very loved there because they can sense the energy coming from the audience and the, you know, that really clear personal contact that they have in such a small space. And the sound in the chapel is awesome. We have a beautiful sound system, a gorgeous piano, and it's just been a very special thing.
How did you, I guess when you're doing the number of events that you do and they're so eclectic that the audience is varied then, right? I mean, it's, I assume you have some core audience, but then there's a lot of an eclectic nature to the audience.
We had no idea what to expect when we opened up The Local. Would it be, you know, where people would come from, what kind of people, you know, young, old, from, you know, but we have very eclectic audiences. real music lovers and people who are really coming from Albany to New York City. So people are really traveling to see the shows there because they're very special shows. And for a lot of the artists that are coming, it's a unique experience to see these particular artists in this very intimate space. So for a lot of the artists that we're bringing, you might see them in New York City in a much bigger space.
Right.
And here you are getting to see them really up close and personal in this very intimate space.
Yeah, I mean, that intimacy, that you can't match that anyway. I mean, that's a really cool, because you just feel everything. You're a part of everything as an audience member.
Yeah, and when it's like right in the heart of the village of Saugerties, or really of any town, especially, you know, in a smaller town in the Hudson Valley, it's very special and meaningful for people to, you know, as a place for people to come together to experience this, you know, unique evening together. And we've really tried to keep our shows where, like, we don't kick people out at the end of the night, you know. We're kind of a cross between a club and a performing arts center where, you know, we might have standing shows and it might feel more like a club vibe. But then, you know, we also have, you know, proper reserved seated shows as well and in between. So, yeah, it's a little special. And part of that's because Danny and I have been doing this for so long and have tried to create something that, you know, now that we have this opportunity to make all these decisions ourselves, we're trying to think, well, what, you know, what is giving our audience the best experience and the artist the best experience?
On the website, you talk about opening night is Friday, September 20th. And so opening night is basically the season, right? That's the start of this coming season. So how do you kick it off?
Well, we kind of set ourselves up for filling big shoes because the start of our first season was a huge band from Switzerland and just kind of blew people away, including us. So we wanted to recreate that somehow for our opening night of our second season. So this is an 8-piece band coming from Sevilla, Spain, that looks at the African roots of flamenco music. And it's led by Sidi Salm, who's a very well-known African musician who has lived in Spain for many decades and has created this unique music combining African music and flamenco. So it's going to be an amazing night. And this is the first time they're touring to the United States and coming here upstate.
What is, just from our experience with Mona Gold, I've been doing the Passport series in Schenectady, of the stories of, you know, and added pressure to this is getting the artists in the country, right? I mean, that's sort of, which I know you both deal with.
Yeah, I mean, the visa situation is really complex. It's much more challenging, you know, these days than it has been, you know, many, many years ago. I mean, the last, you know, 2 decades have been really hard, but it's even becoming more difficult. There's a lot of backlog. It's very expensive. A lot of the American presenters who band together to bring artists to the States have to really work closely with the proper authorities and attorneys and what have you to make sure that not only all the paperwork's clear, but that it's clear that these artists are, in fact, being invited by people like us, and that we are, you know, quote unquote, hosting them and presenting them. And, you know, there are tax issues with the payments and all of that stuff, too. But a lot of them have very good American agents who we have very deep relationships with. And that's obviously, you know, a huge help for us to be able to do this. So, you know, it's an amazing thing for us to be able to have this small venue in this small town and bring artists in who have, yeah, like Isabel said, first time ever touring in America. There's a lot of firsts. You know, obviously many artists have never played in our region before, but a whole bunch of them that are coming have never been to the country.
So correct me if I'm wrong here, because I'm going to here's my the way I have this in my brain, which is that so if there are groups and musicians who are coming that audiences may not be familiar with, then you're presenting them perhaps for the first time to people would not know them otherwise, and be, but you're presenting them. And then there becomes a level of trust in you and in the venue that, okay, I've never heard this, but I'm going to go along for the ride, and this is something that's going to be fun. So that's how I would feel about it. What I find remarkable is that you've been able to do that in a very short period of time, within a year of really kind of getting that trust and that bond. That's cool.
You said it exactly correctly, and that's what Danny and I have, you know, have been hoping to do, which is because of our backgrounds, you know, both working with top artists from all over the world and around the corner, you know, for more than 30 years each, you know, we know what we're bringing is going to be really good. And then we're getting the audience, you know, how do we get the audiences to recognize right. that and come out? And that's exactly what we're trying to do is convince people to trust us. And whatever you see at the local, it's going to be really, really good. And for people who are looking, you know, who are open-minded, this is like an opportunity to really find music that you might not otherwise find in the region.
Also affordable. I mean, you've kept it really affordable. And, you know, our ticket prices can be hundreds of dollars.
Right.
You've got it, you know, between 30 and 50. And
we made a very clear decision from the beginning that we didn't want there to be a very deep, you know, barrier to entry when it came to ticket prices, particularly because we knew that there might be a barrier to entry with art people's knowledge of these artists. And thankfully, they have trusted us, and we're constantly talking about that. And even when we introduce the concerts, we talk about the future shows. And if I'm up there or Isabel's up there, we'll say to the audience, listen, we know that you might not know about these next seven shows, but we're telling you they're going to blow you away. Pick one or two. Please come back. And we wanted the prices to be fair for everyone. You know, we do pay artist guarantees, so the economics of this whole thing is, you know, sort of sketchy in some ways, but it's a labor of love for the two of us. But we are
sketchy in the sense, meaning no one's getting rich off
no,
of it, right?
No,
okay, all
there's
right.
There's no wealth at all with this thing. But I will tell you that we've raised a lot of money over the last year. Isabel is the executive director of Global Fest, which is this incredible global music festival organization based in New York City, and they are a 501c3,
mm-hmm.
and we were able to make a partnership deal with them where they can be a fiscal sponsor for us because we're a for-profit business, and people can make donations to Global Fest. They get a small percentage to process, you know, the money, and then we get the rest of it. So we've done fabulous fundraising over the past year, and that's helped us. Like, we put in our own money also. We have a really good deal on the rent with the Reformed Church of Saugerties that owns the building. And we actually just signed another 3-year extension. So we're right now our lease is through 2029, and it just works. You know, we don't want to gouge the audience. We want them to feel really comfortable coming and take chances. And you know, we're doing the best we can for the artists. So and in that sense, as its own micro system, it's really working very well.
We only have about 30 seconds, so I just want to tell folks that they can find out about the entire season by going to the local Saugerties.com, local Saugerties, the local Saugerties.com, to find out more information about all the amazing performances that will be happening throughout the fall and into the winter. Isabel and Danny, thank you so much for being with us. What a great pleasure. And congratulations on this really cool thing you got.
Thank
going
you so
on.
Much, Joe.
Really wonderful.
Thank you, Joe. Come to a show.
I can't wait. It's really fun. Isabel Sofer and Danny Melnick are the geniuses behind The Local in Saugerties, New York. You can find out more information by going to thelocalsaugerties.com, thelocalsaugerties.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.